BBC News. Hello, I'm Jerry Smith. Spain has recorded its lowest daily coronavirus death toll for a week, with 809 fatalities. Despite the reduction, the Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, is expected to extend the current lockdown by another 2 weeks. Guy Hedgeco reports from Madrid.
For the eighth day in a row, Spain has seen more than 800 deaths caused by coronavirus over the previous 24 hours. The total number of infections is now at just under 125,000, the second highest number in the world after the United States. However, the latest figures do appear to confirm that the virus's impact is easing off in Spain. The latest number of daily deaths is the lowest in a week, and the rate at which new cases are rising has dropped compared to earlier in the crisis.
In Cameroon, where coronavirus infections have increased rapidly in recent days to more than 500, there's growing surprise that President Paul Biya has not spoken a word in public about the growing threat. Our Africa editor Will Ross reports.
Apart from a photo of a meeting with an ambassador last month and a single social media post urging people to follow the government's coronavirus advice, there's been no communication from the 87-year-old president. Paul Biya doesn't make many public appearances, and he's known to spend significant amounts of time at a luxury hotel in Geneva. But the lack of visible leadership from a president who's been in power now for 37 years is surprising. The opposition politician Maurice Kamto has described Mr. Biya's silence at a time of looming national crisis as criminal. A senior official from the president's party, Oswald Baboke, said it was a sign of mature reflection.
The Civil Aviation Authority in Bahrain has relaxed air travel restrictions, which have been in place due to the coronavirus pandemic. Officials have announced that transit passengers can stop over at the country's international airport, but only Bahraini nationals and foreign residents will be allowed to enter the country. The contest for the leadership of Britain's main opposition Labour Party has been won by Keir Starmer, until now the party's spokesman on exiting the European Union. Sir Keir is a former human rights lawyer and director of public prosecutions. He's seen as a more moderate politician than the man he's replacing, Jeremy Corbyn, who led Labour to its biggest defeat in decades at the general election in December. Sir Keir said his mission was to restore trust in Labour as a force for good and a force for change.
We will engage constructively with the government, not opposition for opposition's sake, not scoring party political points or making impossible demands, but with the courage to support where that's the right thing to do. But where we see mistakes or faltering government or things not happening as quickly as they should, we'll challenge that and call that out.
Keir Starmer. You're listening to World News from the BBC.